Our agenda is here. On the agenda today, we've got an introduction to new members, but that new member is not here yet, which is unfortunate because they're going to help us do some work. We have a discussion around the current status of proposals, namely around where to have the discussion around creating a an official group at W3C. We have one, an update on the proposals and the discussion that's happening at W3C around it. Trying to put a focus on use cases over the next couple of weeks because that has come up as one of the things that could block the discussion. And then talking about, we should probably just talk, instead of agenda item five, we should probably talk about all the other items that we need to do and how we're doing there. Any other, anything else that we need to discuss, anything else that's a high priority to discuss today or that's happening over the next week?
Hey, Manu, this is Nate. I'm sorry to say I can't stay for more than a couple minutes. And there is, I'll listen to the recording later, but there's only one thing that I want an update on, which is whether the Badge Alliance can wait till the working group is approved in order to join as a W3C member and whether we can participate in the task force until that time as a non-member.
Yeah, so let's see. It's up to the Badge Alliance when they want to join. I don't think that there's any need to join as a W3C member right now, mainly because these conversations are fairly open. But when the working group is created, it's strongly asserted that you should be a W3C member to participate, mainly because standards making costs money and it's not non-zero cost, so they like to make sure that the people that are benefiting from the work are also kind of paying to make sure that it proceeds at a good pace. Okay, so you should. Did that answer your question, Nate?
I was talking about the task force, not the working group. So the period when the task force is active, but the working group has not yet been approved, is what I'm wondering about.
I am pushing very strongly that they don't require W3C membership for that to happen. And we'll see what the outcome of that is next Monday. But they may decide, and I don't think it's going to go this way, but one way they could do it is they might decide that an interest group is the best way to do the next step, and in order to be a participant in an interest group, you do have to be a W3C member. But once the interest group is created, there's a pretty strong likelihood that a working group will be created shortly thereafter. We're trying to skip that step. So I don't foresee Badge Alliance having to join as a W3C member until the working group is created. We don't know. We've got like 40 organizations involved. It's hard to predict what they're going to say over the next couple of weeks.
Hey, Manu, do you know of the 40 interested organizations, how many are members?
17. Are members already, and then 7 of them are saying they would absolutely join if the working group is created, and I think we have something like 16 or 17 of them that are on the fence saying that they might join, they might not. And it's really a staffing issue, not a money issue. Did that
17
answer your question?
Members today, and how many?
Sorry, 17 W3C members. We've got 7 that are not W3C members but said that they will absolutely join if the work is started. And then we have 16 or 17 that are saying that they don't know if they have enough resources to join. And most of them are saying that it is a staffing issue, not necessarily a money issue. But there are, I think, like 2 very large organizations that are saying that the W3C membership fee for large organizations is steep, and they'd have to discuss it. Any other questions about having to join before the, having a conversation. Again, to underscore the point, we're trying to make it so that we can have this discussion without forcing people to become W3C members, because it seems, you know, and we're just going to have to see what the W3C's position on that's going to be. It has gone many different ways in the past, and it's really dependent on the types of organizations that want to start to work. So we'll see. And just to, you know, to also point out the obvious, you can push back if you feel that W3C isn't as far enough along on creating this working group as you'd like it to see. You can basically say, we don't see any point in joining W3C until there's a working group. So, you know, let's figure out how to do that. And you've got a couple of new members if you do that. If you can't figure out how to do that, then we're not really interested in becoming W3C members for the other things that are going on at W3C. Some companies take that position. Other ones just join right away. You know, there are many, many paths to getting this to work, but we're waiting on W3C to get back to us on what they would prefer, and then it's a negotiation between the current members, the members that may join, and just the general and the W3C staff. Any other questions about when to join W3C around this work? Okay. 773 area code, who's that?
Hey, sorry, I was unmuting. That's me. I'm Chris Weber.
Okay, hey, Chris. Is Dan Burnett on the call today? Not yet. Okay, so we're going to skip the first agenda item and jump right into the current status of the discussion around the proposal. To review what happened last week, the W3C staff, one of their staff members had suggested that we create a new credentials working group, a new task force around the creation of a credentials charter. This group pushed back and said, sounds like, effectively, I'm paraphrasing, sounds like busy work. Why don't we just invite people to come into this group and talk about it? The charter that they would want for this new community group is pretty much our charter. I went back and read our charter, and it's effectively the same charter that they want for this new group. So we pushed back there. We had a discussion with the chairs, or one of the chairs of the Web Payments IG, this past Monday. The minutes from that discussion are here. So the minutes from that discussion are there. Important things that came out of that meeting was, you know, there were a couple of things. One, there wasn't an understanding around what was being proposed, let me start from the beginning. We took the proposal that we thought the credential CG would be happy with and modified it slightly to take all the viewpoints we knew of into account. So the credential CG doesn't want to create a new CG that effectively does the same thing the credential CG is doing. We're asserting that this is a neutral area or neutral meeting place, so people should feel comfortable coming in here, and we'll do everything that we can to make sure that people feel comfortable talking about their concerns around the work in this group. The W3C staff is concerned about neutrality and making sure that all the relevant voices are heard. You know, they now understand that there could be too much overlap, and this community is not comfortable with the proposal that they had to create a new community group. So. The outcome of that meeting was a deeper understanding of the concerns around this community group. So that's good. We pushed back, they listened, and now we have two new proposals on the table. One of the proposals is effectively to create a task force inside of this community group that is purely focusing on answering the questions in the problem statement for the new task force. So let me post that link in here. We had called this the credentials task force. There was pushback on the word credentials. Everyone seems to be somewhat comfortable with verifiable claims. So we would have a verifiable claims task force, but that task force would operate out of the credentials CG. So that's one of the proposals. The other proposal is we have a verifiable claims task force, but it operates out of the web payments IG. So the two proposals on the table now is it's either going to happen in the credential CG or it's going to happen in the IG. We think the creating a new community group is off the table for now. We also went in and modified the problem statement for the proposal. So if you look at the proposal's problem statement here, this group has done, you know, a survey, and we've gotten a set of desired characteristics out onto the table, like issuing verifiable credentials, storing verifiable credentials, whether or not there should be a browser API, they should be user-centric. But the W3C staff pushed back and said, if you come out, it's great that you have a set of data, but that data is forcing or causing other people to be concerned that you guys have already made up your mind on what the important things to talk about are. Can you rephrase those as questions so that we can invite people in that are critical of the work being done here so that they can give their thoughts as to what's going on? So the problem statement in the Verifiable Claims Task Force asks questions like, should there be a standard way of expressing verifiable claims? How exactly would verifiable claims be issued to entities? Should credentials be service-centric? Should the ecosystem be service-centric, like OpenID Connect? Or should it be user-centric, like the credential CG proposals? How do you move verifiable claims from one storage provider to the next? So the reason we're posing them as questions is because some of the people that are saying that this is a solved problem already can talk about why they think it's a solved problem in that case versus us just moving on and saying it's not a solved problem. So the idea here is to invite people in like Brad Hill from Facebook and Jeff Hodges from PayPal and Dick Hart from Amazon and you know, Harry Palpin from W3C staff and have them basically kind of talk through these questions and see where there's overlap and where there isn't overlap. Okay, so let me stop there and see if there are any questions around the problem statement or the renaming of the task force or the two proposals on the table right now. Does anyone have any concerns, questions? All right, so I'm taking silence to mean that the folks are okay with both proposals on the table. Here's the concern around the two proposals. So we talked about these proposals with the Web Payments IG chair, with one of the chairs. I have an action to talk with one of the W3C staff contacts about the proposals. It is being circulated, this proposal for this task force is being heavily circulated inside W3C as we speak. So next Monday, the 23rd, during the Web Payments IG meeting, we will have the concerned W3C staff there along with other folks in the Web Payments IG to discuss the two proposals. The hope is that we make a decision on where the discussion happens. So that's the hope. Here are the issues as they stand right now. There's concern that if we do the task force in the web payments IT that we will need to get the lawyers involved because there will be IPR concerns. The web payments IT is only supposed to operate groups that have clear IPR intellectual property commitments. And if we do it in that task force, if we do it in that group, we're going to have to waive the IPR stuff. And in order to do that, we have to get the lawyers involved, and there's a review period, and that could take, it might be as simple as it going a week. Or if any of the members raise concern about it, and we've got 45 organizations, some of them very large, like Microsoft and Google, involved, if their lawyers raise IPR concerns, then that proposal is effectively dead in the water because it's going to take us 2 to 3 to 4 months to resolve it. So there's that. The other option is to do it in a community group like the Credential CG. The only pushback on that could be this a stronger assertion that it's a non-neutral ground. We could respond by saying, no, that we will operate based on the goals and problem statement in the Verifiable Claims Task Force. It is just a shell to handle the IPR stuff from the standpoint of a community group. So it's the same exact thing that they proposed previously. The IPR issues are well studied and understood, and because of that, we should be fine from a legal perspective to discuss this stuff openly in the community group, as long as we follow the goals and the problem statement and the deliverables in the Verifiable Claims Task Force wiki page. So the hope is that I think we believe the second one is the best proposal right now that works for everyone involved. But we still need to have the discussion with W3C staff next Monday to finalize it. One of the dangers with having the discussion next Monday is that it turns out that either W3C staff or some of the Web Payments IG members have not been following along. They have not educated themselves on the proposal in front of them, and as a result, we will be unable to come to consensus at the end of the call because people didn't do their homework. This week, I'm going to try to send out a couple of emails to make sure that people understand the two proposals and, you know, discuss them, do summaries on each one, and then discuss them at length at the end of the emails, in the hope that people will read it this week, get their mind wrapped around it, and will be ready to make a decision by next Monday, the 23rd. Okay, so those are the concerns around the proposals.
Can you do me a favor, Manu? Sure. It's Alex Jackal. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just one request. When you send those emails out, can you just mark them in the subject line? I think this is very important, but many of us are deluged by emails and stuff. If you could just put on the subject line, important, please read before next meeting, or just some kind of tag, that would be just very helpful because I think this is important, but I sometimes miss emails if they're not called out to me.
Okay. That sounds good. I will do that. Just to be clear, if you're not a W3C member, you will not be able to participate in this call on Monday the 23rd in the web page
on
emailing list.
Yep. Understood.
Yeah. Okay. Any other concerns or questions?
So, Manu, are you sending an invite to those of us who are members to participate in this call?
So it's not up to me, it's up to the chairs to invite you, but I think that's a really good idea if you can make it to say that you would like to be there. Here's the other issue. You have to sign up for the IPR agreement in the web payments interest group if you want to. Well, you know what? No, you could waive that because the chairs can invite, they can do a special invitation in. So let me ask the question in a different way. Are you interested in being on the call if you're a W3C member? And if so, let me know so I can ask the chairs to invite you. So Matt, do you want to be on the call?
Can you say what time of day it is again?
Monday, 10 a.m. Next Monday at 10 a.m., November 23rd. Eastern, yes.
But Eastern time?
Yep.
10 Eastern is 8. Yes, I would like to be on that call.
Okay.
Me too as well. My name is Richard.
Richard, okay.
Go ahead and put me on the list. Thank you.
Okay, will do. Anyone else that's a W3C member that wants to be on the call?
This is Stuart. I'd like to, but the time is off. I can't be there.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'll send an invitation or a request for an invitation out to the chairs and CC both you and Matt and Richard on that. Okay. Any other questions? Oh, okay. So we've talked about problem statement. I haven't talked about deliverables and task force operation yet. But unless there are any other questions, we'll move on to those items in the proposal because those have been refined as well. Okay. I have another call with W3C staff this week to crispen it up, the proposal, and make it a little clearer what's going on. We had some really good feedback from W3C staff. One of them, you know, has been really trying to bring himself up to speed on this. This is not his area of expertise, but he's being a champion for us inside W3C, which is fantastic. And he's the one that's been moving this stuff. Making sure that the W3C staff is educated about this before we meet next Monday. He said that, you know, his fresh read on what we're doing is he's saying, you know what, I think the digital signature stuff is a distraction, and so is the extensibility and linked data stuff. That's a distraction as well. I think that the key thing that you guys are doing that the IETF has not done, and you know, a lot of the friction here is between what the IETF and the W3C is doing. He said the key thing is that your credentials are user-centric, and that really changes the model quite drastically and has all these positive upsides. Like if you make it user-centric, all of a sudden it's more portable, the credentials are more private. You can do a lot more with them because it's up to the person to decide what to do with them rather than a service having to integrate with another service. So one of the things that's been the strongest pushback on the work is that we already have OpenID Connect. We already have SAML. What does this work do that those pieces of work don't do? And I think the simple one-liner is that we believe in a user-centric credentialing ecosystem. Those other solutions, like OpenID Connect and SAML, are a service-centric credentialing ecosystem, meaning that, you know, if you could express all the same data in the same exact way that we do, the credentials would still be built around services in OpenID Connect and SAML. And that's the key thing that where W3C could add value. Right? W3C strives to be the web is for everyone organization. And when you have service-centric stuff versus user-centric stuff, that's a problem as far as W3C's mission statement is concerned. And he felt that was a compelling argument. And I agree with him. There are a bunch of other things that you need in a credentialing ecosystem, but he said, you know, that one question when asked at the beginning of the discussion may be one of the key things that you need to focus on. I see Henry's on the queue. Go ahead, Henry.
Hi, yes, thank you. I'm, of course, really keen on the linked data side, and I find that having worked in this space for 10 years now, 11 years, whenever you try to compromise on that space, you end up in a chaos. So you end up with people claiming that they'll try to work with two together. And then I'm thinking about the ATOM protocol, which had on its IETF mission to do a semantics of that was then abandoned. The whole thing, we're finding this again in the social web working group where the the discussion is always about JSON or JSON LD. It's extremely tedious. I found that the way to get out of that is, I'm not sure if this is politically the right thing to do, right? Is to consider as a key notion, one has to put something at the center of the aim of what one is doing, where linked data is essential, where there's no other way of doing it than that. So, for example, I'm trying to work on a notion of cooperating systems of organizations that work together. So as soon as you think in terms of cooperating organizations and people, which is a little bit what you're speaking about, user centricity, then there's just no other way of doing it than thinking in terms of a global information space, more like a global data space, where there's no central control. So it's not a minor. It's one of those things that always gets pushed aside as minor, but it's one of those things that, with very little political influence I have, I'll support you on the linked data side, but I understand the problems. So I feel that it's like 10, 15 years that people keep pushing back on that and they're never successful. So anyway, that's just my rant.
So I think you're absolutely right, Henry. I don't think we should compromise on the linked data stuff because I think that's the only real way to address the issue. I think others would argue it's very easy to get in an argument about linked data, though. I mean, I think you know from the social web working group, you can get in an argument around whether you need linked data or not, and you can kind of get the whole group wrapped around the axle. And what we're trying to do is not devalue the importance of linked data. Some of us understand how vitally important it is for the proper operation of this ecosystem, but it's very difficult to get other people up to speed quickly on why that is true. You almost have to be involved in this for 5 to 7 years before you get it, or you have to have someone that's very good at explaining it to you to convey that quickly. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to find a couple of very deft moves, very compelling arguments that can be shot off in one or two sentences that completely dismantles the argument that we don't need to do this work, right? So right now the argument is we don't need to do this work. It's already a solved problem. And the counter argument to that could be all of the solutions that exist today are service-centric. They're not user-centric. And when you do not design systems in a user-centric way, you have systems that are less private, and you have data that is not portable. And so that's an assertion that then has to be, they have to defend against that. And I think and the only way to defend against that is to point to solutions out there that exist in the market where they are service-centric, but they are also portable, and they're very privacy aware. And I think the assertion that we're making is that those systems do not exist, and because they do not exist, we need to do work in this space. Right. So that's the whole argument in a nutshell there. Trying to get the linked data argument that succinct. I mean, we've been trying for decades now to try to get the linked data argument into something that's succinct, and I think it's more difficult to do the linked data argument. I think it's an absolutely valid argument, but even some W3C staff don't get the linked data argument, and that's after talking with them for weeks on end about it. So it's really just a matter of figuring out what's the easiest argument that we can make that resonates with the most number of people to convince folks that this work is work that's necessary, that needs to be done. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think you have a lot more allies. So don't forget that there's IBM now who did the linked data Oracle. So the situation is reversed from 10 years ago, where there were no tools. And I understand your strategy. I think one should be careful to realize that that there's a reversal happening because of the quality of the tools existing now. Big players like IBM and Oracle being involved, and many more, and the whole progress of the stack. But I understand what you're. I understand the strategy.
Okay. There's a section in here where we talk about deliverables in the proposal here. And in there, we list that we want to get recorded interviews around the problem statement. So we want to ask these questions. Should credentials be service-centric? Should they be user-centric? Should there be a standard way of expressing verifiable claims? Things like that. But we want to ask them of the people that have been most critical of the work. So we want to talk to Brad Hill from Facebook, Jeff Hodges from PayPal, Descartes from Amazon, Karen O'Donohue, who did a lot of the Jose, she chaired the Jose work, Harry Halpin, who's been doing web crypto and IETF stuff. And the W3C staff said the best outcome that you can hope for, and it's what you should shoot for, is to make those people that are concerned about what you're doing into allies. You need to understand. You need to make sure that they feel that they're being heard. And two, you need to actually take their concerns into account. And I think we want to do that. And if we can get, a non-trivial number of those people to agree that something needs to be done in the space at W3C, the W3C will have a much easier, W3C management will have a much easier time proposing the work to the membership. So that's, I think as far as, again, as far as strategy is concerned, looking at it as we have a lot of allies, which we do, so we definitely have 44 organizations and probably a little more than that as allies, and we could force this thing through W3C at this point if we wanted to make it into kind of an adversarial fight, right? Or what we can try and do is do a soft touch and make sure that what we're doing is rigorous. We have talked to all of the people that have concerns. We have documented their concerns. We have said, either yes, that's an issue, and we're willing to continue knowing that's an issue, or we do not believe that's an issue, and here's why. So the hope is to try and at least convince the people that are concerned about what we're doing that we are thinking about the problem at depth, and we're not just ignoring realities that we would much rather ignore than pay attention to. So, at a high level, after talking with everyone, the credential CG, W3C staff, web payments IG, that seems to be the strategy that has the most amount of consensus so far. Does anybody see any problems or concerns with that strategy, primarily around how quickly we can get the working group going?
So this is Stone. Assuming we go this direction and we bring these parties in, do we think it's sort of a facilitated few meetings like the ones we've been having, going through this list of questions very kind of methodically and intentionally to get to the end? What do you think the process and time is to do this?
So I think what's going to be proposed, I'm going to try and go into this in detail in the emails I send out, but we have weekly meetings at 11 a.m. on Tuesdays. So we'll continue to have these meetings to just make sure that everyone's on the same page as far as strategy is concerned over the next couple of weeks. We will do these interviews with folks like Brad Hill and Dick Hart and Jeff Hodges as they have time. So, if the only time they have is Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, then so be it. We'll fire up the telecon bridge. We'll record the audio. We'll have a scribe there to write down all their concerns, and we'll collect that data like that. So the hope is that we're not going to wait for the meeting on every Tuesday to have a discussion with these folks. We're going to say, hey, we would like to talk about the problem statement with you and get your ideas and concerns around this. One, are you okay with the questions? And two, do you think there are any questions that we're missing? And once you're ready to discuss this, let us know the time, and we will meet you at whatever time works for your schedule. So we're going to try and compress as many interviews as possible into the really it's really into December and January as we can. Does that make sense? Any holes in that proposal?
That's good. I like that.
Okay. All right. I think so that's the proposal. I'm trying to see if there's nothing else has really changed in that page. If folks are okay with this, I'm going to write it up and send it to the Web Payments IG and the Credential CG. And CCW3C staff on it, and we'll go from there. We'll see how the discussion goes next Monday, November 23rd. Okay. Any other questions or concerns on the proposal? All right, then we'll pull the trigger on that later on today and tomorrow. All right. Next up is the focus on use cases. We do have a new person coming on board soon who is going to try and help with the use cases document. So Brian Sletten heads up that Dan Burnett. Dan Burnett was the main spec editor for some of the WebRTC work at W3C, and he's really interested in the credentials work that we're doing. And he wants to bring himself up to speed, and use cases is probably the best place for him to start. The other thing that came up during the discussion with W3C staff was that there was they believe that a lot of the discussion is going to be driven around use cases, and so we need to make sure that our use cases document is in good shape, and right now it's not necessarily. So we need both Daniel and Brian and whoever else has some spare time over the next 2 to 3 weeks to get that document into shape and at least document what this group believes the use cases are. We have the text there mostly. It's just someone needs to spend a bit more time giving that document a little TLC. Okay. I think that's it for the use cases. Do we have any volunteers that can help out with the use cases document? You'd have to be able to edit respec and know GitHub, edit respec documents and know how GitHub works. But I'm sure there are multiple people that would love to teach you if you're willing to learn. Shane said he's happy to help. Fantastic. Thank you, Shane. But Shane is one of the core developers on Respec, so he already knows what he's doing and has been doing this stuff for 30 plus years. So
I'm willing to learn.
Okay, fantastic. And then Greg said that he can help out. Fantastic. So we've got tons of people. Matt, send me an email and tell me when you're free at some point later in the week,
okay.
And we can go over that stuff. Today's good too. I've got time today. Okay. Last topic is our list of to-do items. Topics, to-do items. So we've got this issue in GitHub. We have a number of to-do items. People need to put their names behind a couple of items on here still. So we need to figure out who's working on what. There's still a good chunk of documentation that people haven't put their names beside. So please look at that list. Or if you can think of something else that we need to document that's been languishing for a while and you want to work on that, please do. Okay.
Someone just joined the call.
Area code 773. I think that's Chris Weber. 773 area code? Yeah. Hey, Chris. Weber. All right. That's it for the call today. Does anyone else have anything else that they feel is high priority that we should discuss on the call today? Anything else we should be aware of over the next week? Okay. Keep a lookout for those emails on the proposals, and then we're going to meet with the IG and W3C staff next Monday to try and make a decision on where this discussion should happen. In the meantime, I may just in parallel reach out to Brad Hill and Jeff Hodges and those folks to make sure that we can get on their calendar before the holidays eat up our schedule. Okay, thanks everyone for the call this week, and we'll chat again next Tuesday.
Thanks,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.